This recording contains notes on the Cantonese language and culture, which will supplement the material in the 30 units of Pimsleur's Cantonese 1. You will also find these notes printed in the accompanying course booklet. The Cantonese language. Although Mandarin Chinese is the state language of China, used by the government and in the schools, there is no one Chinese language. Due to the size of China and the ethnic diversity of its population, hundreds of dialects are spoken in different areas. These are the languages used for day-to-day communication between friends, family, and neighbors. Of these, Cantonese is one of the most widely spoken, both in China and in Chinese communities around the world. Cantonese is a member of the group of dialects of the Sino-Tibetan language family, originating in southern China. It was first spoken in the province of
Guangdong,
northwest of Vietnam, along the coastline of the Yellow Sea. The city of
Guangzhou,
capital of
Guangdong,
called Canton by the British, is historically the home of Cantonese. The island territory of Hong Kong, a British colony until 1997, lies just offshore, not far from
Guangzhou.
It is therefore not surprising that even in the commercial center that is modern Hong Kong, the Chinese spoken by the overwhelming majority is Cantonese, called
Guangdonghua,
or dialect of Guangdong. Due to Hong Kong's importance as a financial and commercial center, Cantonese has gained importance as a language of trade, although most business on the island is conducted in English. Cantonese is also the dialect spoken by the majority of Chinese expatriates, especially in such places as Vietnam, Singapore, and Macau, as well as in the United States. The proximity of the cities of
Guangzhou
and Hong Kong has meant that the Cantonese language spoken in each is basically the same in structure. The ethnic Chinese population in Hong Kong originates mostly from the neighboring
Guangdong
province, and so it is not surprising that the dialect used in Hong Kong has its roots in
Guangzhou
Cantonese. The Cantonese spoken in Hong Kong and
Guangzhou
are mutually understandable, although small differences do exist. Due to differing history and influence, there are now some minor differences between the Cantonese spoken in Hong Kong and
Guangzhou
Cantonese. There are some, although not many, differences in pronunciation. The term yesterday, for example, is pronounced
"kamyat"
in Hong Kong, beginning with a k sound. However, a speaker from
Guangzhou
is more likely to say
"chamyat."
For the most part, differences in pronunciation are minor, and speakers from the two areas have no difficulty understanding each other. It is the Hong Kong dialect that is taught and practiced in this course. The main difference between the two dialects of Cantonese lies in the languages which have influenced each dialect. The Cantonese spoken in
Guangzhou
has been more directly affected by the Mandarin Chinese taught in schools and used by the government. The cosmopolitan nature of the city of Hong Kong, a British colony for nearly 100 years, has had a significant effect on the Cantonese spoken in that city. Hong Kong Cantonese has borrowed many words from other languages, but the loan words are primarily from English. The Chinese government has historically discouraged the use of Cantonese, as it has other dialects of Chinese, requiring that schools teach only Mandarin Chinese, the official state language, which is used in Beijing, the Chinese capital. However, even in mainland China, some 70 million speakers use Cantonese at home and among friends and neighbors. Overseas, there are several million more speakers of Cantonese. The English name Cantonese comes from Canton, the old Western name used to refer to both the province of
Guangdong
and its capital city,
Guangzhou.
In Cantonese, however, the language is known as
Guangdonghua
or Guangdong dialect. Some speakers may also refer to it as
Guangzhouhua,
but this is less common in the modern era, especially in Hong Kong. These names use the word
Hua
or dialect. Despite the many differences in vocabulary and grammatical structure, Cantonese speakers see their language as a part of the Chinese family of languages. This is in contrast to the name of the English language,
英文,
or language of England, with the
文
ending meaning language. However, to refer to Mandarin Chinese, the word used for language is
语.
In Cantonese, Mandarin Chinese is known as
国语,
national language. The difference between the two words for language used to say English and Mandarin Chinese is that the
文
ending is used to refer to spoken and written language, while
语
only refers to a spoken language. This reflects the fact that Mandarin was originally no more than one of many spoken Chinese languages and dialects. However, as it is the only Chinese language which can be entirely represented using the standard characters, and as it's spoken in Beijing, the Chinese capital, it was recognized as the official language in the 1950s. Cantonese, on the other hand, is different enough from Mandarin that not all Cantonese words and particles can be represented using these standard characters. Several Cantonese characters are sometimes added to fill this need, but for the most part, Cantonese does not appear as a separate written language. A simplified Cantonese is sometimes represented in characters, but usually only in comic strips or on some storefront signs.